The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 12th Chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 3rd, 1975, in Dallas, Texas.
By penance only can one even approach the personality of Godhead, who is within the heart of every living entity, and at the same time beyond the reach of all senses.
Tapasaiva paramajyoti bhagavantam madokshajam sarvabhutabhavasam anjasa bindate puma. From this verse, we can understand the absolute truth is realized in three features. Bhagavantam adokshajam jyoti, param jyoti, and sarvabhuta guhavas. A first realization is jyoti. The next realization is sarvabhuta guhavasam, and the last final realization is bhagavantam adokshajam. The example we have given many times, that the sun is there. The first realization is that we come in touch with the sun sign. That is very easy. Anyone can come in light of the sun sign. It is open to everyone. Then the another feature of the sun sign is the sun glow. That is not so easily available. You cannot go to the sun glow. According to the modern scientific conclusion, and we can understand that the sun glow is away from us by 93 millions of miles. And still, we cannot tolerate the temperature. And what will be your position if you go to the sun glow? Before reaching sun glow, even by some millions, we are already apart, 93 million miles. And suppose when there is 3 million miles apart from 90, then the temperature is so high that we will be finished. We cannot approach the sun glow even. And what to speak of entering into the sun glow? That requires a different body. Of course, there are living entities in the sun glow, within the sun glow. And there is the predominating deity also, the president, you may call. There is a state, just like you have got here, United States. There is state also. And there is also president. And the president name is Vibhushan. Everything is there in the Shastra. We read from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I spoke to Vibhushan, the president or the predominating deity in the sun glow. So this is all fact. It is not fiction. You are seeing the sun glow, and you are seeing that the sun sign is coming from the sun glow. So it is a glow, therefore there must be inhabitants. But their body is different. That is, Just like this earthly planet is made of earth or dirt, that is made of fire. This is within these five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So the mixture of these things are there also. But the fire element is there, prominent. As here in this earth, all the mixtures are there, but here the earthly element is prominent. So this is also one of the material worlds. So there are different varieties of planets. That is God's creation. This is also God's creation, that is also God's creation, but I cannot go there. Land is God's creation, water is God's creation. But you cannot live in the water, and the fish cannot live on the land. Similarly, although there are millions and trillions of planets within this universe, you have to live in that particular planet where you are destined to live. That is condition. You cannot go to the sun planet or moon planet. Otherwise, what is the meaning of conditioned life? Conditioned life means you are given opportunity to live on this planet, and the other living entities, they have been given opportunity to live in the sun planet. So they cannot come and live here, and we cannot go there and live there. This is called conditioned life. You must live under condition. You are not free. Otherwise, they are attempting so much to go to the moon planet. We are doubtful whether they are actually going. But no benefit has been derived by this. Simply, you have spoiled your energy, time and money. That is means condition. That you cannot violate the conditions of the nature. That is not possible. But they are thinking that free, they can do whatever they like. That is called ignorance, mura, rascal. They are living under condition, but they are falsely thinking that we are free. Is it not? They are living under condition, but they are falsely thinking that we are free. Is it not? Where is the freedom? Prakritakiramanani gunai karmani sarvasa. These rascal civilizations do not admit this. They are so full that they are conditioned in every step, and still they are thinking they are free. This is called illusion. Therefore, to get that freedom, you have to work for it. Freedom does not come so automatically. Just like you are diseased, you are under the control of fever or some other painful condition under some disease. So you have to undergo some penance. Just like you are suffering from some boil on the body, it is very painful. Then, in order to cure it, you have to undergo the surgical operation. If you want to be cured, therefore, tapasa, that is tapasa. Tapo means painful condition. Tapo. It's like temperature. If you are put into high temperature, 110 degrees, then it is very intolerable for you. It is very painful. In for us Indians, we are born in India, tropical climate. Still, when the temperature is more than 100, it becomes intolerable. And what to speak of you? You are born in a different temperature. Similarly, we cannot tolerate lower temperature. If it is below 50 degrees, it is intolerable for us. So, there are different climates, different temperature, and in Canada they tolerate 40 degrees less than zero. So, it is a question of different condition of life, but we are conditioned. High grade temperature, less temperature, high grade, cold, but we can be trained up to any kind of conditional life. That capacity we have got. There is a Bengali proverb, Sharire naam mahashoy, ja sahabe tai shoy. This body means it can tolerate any condition, provided you practice it. It is not that you are under certain condition, and if you are chained, it becomes so intolerable that you cannot leave. No. If you practice, just like nowadays, nobody is going. Formerly, they are going to the Himalayan mountain, and there is very cold. And the tapasya, there is practice, method, in high scorching heat, the saintly personal sages, they will ignite fire all around. Already there is high temperature, and still they will get fire all down and go on meditation. This is tapasya. These are the items of tapasya. There is scorching heat and they will end there. And there is pinching, chilly, cold, less than 100 degrees, and they will go under water and put the body up to this and meditate. These are the items of tapasya. So, for God's realization, formerly people used to undergo such severe type of penances, and at the present moment, you are so fallen, we cannot tolerate these four principles. It is very difficult. We are imposing some tapasya. Don't indulge in these things, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. These are the items of tapasya for advancing in Krishna consciousness. So, is it very difficult? It's not difficult. If one can practice, go within the water up to the neck in chilly, pinching cold, is it more difficult to give up illicit sex and meat eating and intoxication? We are not advising no sex, illicit sex. Where is the difficulty? But the age is so fallen that even these primary tapasya we cannot execute. Very difficult. But if you want to realize God, as it is said here, tapasya, only by tapasya, only by penance, one can realize. Otherwise not. Otherwise it is not possible. Therefore this word is used, tapasya. Tapasya-eva, only by tapasya. There is no other means. Tapasya-eva, param. Param means the supreme. If you want to realize the Supreme, the Absolute, then you must agree to certain type of tapasya. Otherwise it's not possible. The preliminary little tapasya is like ekadashi. That is also one of the items of the tapasya. Actually on the ekadashi days, we shall not take any food, even drink water. But in our society, we are not doing so much strictly. We say ekadashi, you don't take food grains, take little fruit, meal. This is tapasya. So we cannot execute this tapasya. If we are not prepared to undertake even these very easily executable tapasya, then how we can expect go back to home, back to garden? No, that is not possible. Therefore, here it is said, tapasya eva. Tapasya eva. Eva means certainly. You have to. Now, executing this tapasya, penances, are you loser? You are not loser. Now, anyone will come from outside, they will see in our society, our members, boys and girls, they say bright faced. Do they not? They say distinction. One priest in plain cloth, I was going from Los Angeles to Hawaii. One priest, he came to me in the plane. So he asked my permission, can I talk with you? Yes, why not? See, his first question was that I see your disciples very bright faces. How it has been done? He's sincere. So what is the loss? By undergoing, by denying all these things, sinful activities, we are not loser. We can live very simple life. We can sit down on the floor. We can lie down on the floor. We don't require much furniture. Neither large amount of gorgeous dress. So tapasya required. If we want advancement in spiritual life, we must accept some sort of tapasya. In the Kali Yuga, we cannot accept such severe type of tapasya as in the cold we go underneath, under water, sometimes drowning or sometimes up to this, and then meditate or chant Hare Krishna. That is not possible. The minimum. So tapasya must be there. So you should note it by this verse. That some sort of tapasya must be done if we are serious about God realization. That is quantum. And then the first realization is jyoti, brahma jyoti. Generally, the Mahavadi transcendentalists, they think that this realization of brahma jyoti is all in all. The yogis, they think that realization of sarva guha vasa, sarva-bhūta guha vasa, Ishvara sarva-bhūtānām riddhesa arjuna tiṣṭhati. God is there in everyone's heart. This is accepted in all shastra. The Bhagavad Gita says, here also it is said, sarva-bhūta guha vasa. Guha means the heart, core of heart. So he is there. So one feature is Brahma Jyoti, another feature is Sarva Bhuta Guhava. The Lord is everywhere. Not only your heart, my heart, or any animal's heart, beast's heart, bird's heart, but He is also within the atom. Andantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. Paramanu means atom. Within the atom there is also. Sarva bhuta guha, within. Vasa, He is living there. So this is one feature. This is called Paramatma feature, a super soul feature. As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Khetragganchapi mana vidhi sarva khetreshu bharata. I am also owner of this body, but I am distributed in everyone's heart. In another place, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtya. So God is present everywhere. He is omnipotent, omnipresent. So, in our temple, He is already there and is still more manifest. He is present here at Archavigraha. The form of the body by which He can accept our worship. He can accept. It is not that He is different from the original Krishna. No, He is Krishna. The same Krishna. Goloka eva nivasati, who is living in Golok Vrindavan. But akhilatma bhuta, He can present Himself in different forms for accepting service, for realization. So the archavigraha is also Krishna. Therefore, adhokhajam, adhokhajam, adhakrita akhajam gyan. Our knowledge is what we can see stone, we can see metal, we can see other material elements, wood. So Krishna has appeared as we can see Him. Because we cannot see more than stone, wood, metal. Therefore, Krishna has appeared as stone statue. But He is not stone statue. That you have to understand. He is Krishna. But He is so kind that He has appeared before us as we can see. This is the philosophy. Not that stone is Krishna. Stone is also Krishna in the ultimate sense. Because stone is the expansion of energy of Krishna. Material energy. Bhumi rāpanalo vāyu kangamano buddhiri. Vinnāme prakriti astadhā. This is called philosophy of inconceivable, one and different. The same example can give the sun sign. In the sun sign, there is heat and temperature. That means the sun is there. The sun sign has come. Why you are standing? If you stand this side. The sun sign has entered my room, therefore sun has entered my room. This is Mayavadi philosophy. No. By the entrance of sunshine within your room, the sun has entered and has not entered. This is right philosophy. Achinta bhedave. Achinta, simultaneously, one and different. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achinta Veda. We cannot think, adjust, that how one thing can be the other thing. That we cannot experience due to our little fund of knowledge, poor fund of knowledge. But in case of Krishna, God, that is possible. Simultaneously, one and different. So here, if you think to the atheist, this form is made of stone, and they are thinking that these crazy fellow, they are worshipping a stone. In that sense, Krishna is not there. If a crazy man breaks this statue, he does not break Krishna, but he breaks the stone. This is simultaneously one and different. But the devotee, he is Krishna. All the time he is Krishna. Because even if you take it as stone is also Krishna, because it is expansion of Krishna's energy. The same example. The sun sign is also sun. And Krishna is being omnipotent. He can accept your service anyway. Provided you want to render service, Krishna is ready to accept it. Therefore our duty is that we should never think of this deity as something made of stone or metal. We should always think, here is Krishna personally present. That is devotion. And we should worship him like that. We should offer respect that here is Krishna, we cannot do anything wrong, and therefore there is least of offenses of worshipping. 64, or how many? It is stated in the Nectar of Devotion. Do you discuss this? So we should avoid these offenses. Not that here is a stone statue, he is not going to see I am doing this offense, and then that is not very good. We should always feel that here is Krishna personally present. Actually, he is personally present. Then are you so fool that we are worshipping a stone deity? No. We mean we have installed this deity under the direction of previous authorities, acharya. So it is not whimsical. We have installed the deity exactly under the direction of the previous acharya, and therefore the deity is personally present, Krishna. As he is present everywhere, sarva-bhuta guhavasa. Similarly, he can live in many millions of temples simultaneously and live at the same time, Goloka Vrindavan. That is Krishna. That is Krishna's omnipotence. So, Krishna being very kind, he has appeared in our various temples. We should be very careful that here is personally present Krishna. Here is personally Radharani is there, personally Lord Chaitanya is there, Lord Jagannath is there. But he is keeping himself in such a way that you can handle in any way. Even if you commit some mistake, he does not protest. But we should not commit any mistake. That is our duty. We should not create such thing as it is offensive. Therefore the direction is there in the Shastra. And that you do like this, there will be no offense. And offenseless service will make you more and more advanced in spiritual life. So Krishna has Bhagavantam. Here it is said, Bhagavantam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. But he is adhokhajam, beyond our sense perception. Adhokhajam. Adhakrita akhajam jnanam. our knowledge is limited within this sense perception. That's all. We can see so long the light is there. If the light is not there, then our seeing power is finished. Therefore, it is limited. And Krishna is beyond this limitation. Therefore, his name is Adhokkhajam. Adhakrita akhajam jnanam yatra. Akhajam jnanam means knowledge acquired by sense perception. Akhaja. Akha means eyes. And jaw means generated. So, I see this book. Because my eyes are seeing, it is book. But as soon as the light is off, I cannot see where is the book and where is the table, where you are. Similarly, we cannot see at the present moment by the imperfect senses what is Krishna. Therefore, it is Krishna's kindness that he has appeared before you in a manner by which you can see. This is Krishna's mercy. Not that the atheistic philosophy, they are worshipping deity, some stone, some metal. Not like that. He is Adhokkhajam. We cannot see Krishna with our present eyes, but we can see him through the scripture. Through the scripture is that although we cannot see him by our present imperfect senses, Adhokkhajam, beyond our perception, still we can see him. How? Through the authorities. Through the authorities. The same example as I have given, that I do not know who is my father. But through the authority of mother, I can see him. Here is my father. This is called authority seeing. If mother certifies, then my dear child, here is your father. That is the only certificate, authority. You can understand who is your father. Otherwise there is no. By experimental knowledge, by mental speculation, he may be my father, he may be my father, he may be my father. That you go on speculating for many millions of years, still you will not be able to understand who is your father. But if you take the authority of your mother, immediately you understand. That is means Adhokkhajam. You cannot speculate what is God. But if you take the authority, then you can understand God. Otherwise it's not possible. Athapi te devopadam vijadam prasadalesanu grihito evahi janati tattam nachana ekopi chidam vichindam. This is a verse. It is said, my dear Lord, your lotus feet, padam vijadam, can be understood by a person who has received a little favor. Athapi te deva padambujitam prasadalesanugrihitaivai. One who has received little favor, he can understand you. And what for others? For others, na cha anna ekopi chirangavichinna. If they speculate for millions of years, still they will not be interested. Just like in your country, Bhagavad Gita was being read for the last 200, 300 years. So many scholars, so many Indian scholars or Americans, they have written Bhagavad Gita. But not a single person understood Krishna. Not a single person. But now, when they are reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, they are understanding by the mercy of God. The mercy is shown. If you follow the process, authoritative process, prasadalesanugrihitaivai, one who has received a little minute quantity of the favor of Krishna, he can understand Krishna. And others, if they go on speculating for millions of years, they will not be able to. This is the fact. Therefore he is called Adhokaya. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is the authorized process by which you can understand Krishna, the Supreme Lord. By other method, it is not possible. Krishna personally says, Munushanam sahasresu kasti jadati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam kasti betimam tattat. Nobody can understand. Out of many millions and trillions of persons, one is interested how to make his life success. Otherwise they are not interested in it. Like cats and dogs, they are jumping here and there, that's all. And out of those persons who are interested, some may understand what is Krishna. So, Krishna is not so very easily understood, but by the grace of Krishna, we can understand him if we follow. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta parataraṁ nānāt kinti jasti dhananjā. Kaja dhananjā. There is no more superior power than me. Or greater than me. If we accept the statement of Krishna, then you understand Krishna immediately. Otherwise, by speculation, it is not possible. The process is tapasaiva, little tapasya. So whatever little tapasya we have prescribed, you follow, you'll understand Krishna. And if you understand Krishna, then your life is successful. Thank you very much.